Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is a recession.
Here's what I tell everyone.
Seems to be some debate over this, Kev.
I was born by God's
God.
I heard. This thing that we're going to be in for the next year and a half.
Ordinary place.
We're going to tackle that debate with some pros locally in our Better Business Roundtable about an hour from now. Is there a recession coming, and how should companies be positioned? You know, when you're an administration in the middle of a free fall in your poll numbers, what you do is you just redefine what a recession is. So you just change the
you get the price of gas up as high as you possibly can, and then get it lower just in time for the election.
Set that new floor, you know. Set that new
Hey,
exactly. I got gas down. Hey, $2.50.
Hey, say it with me. The new normal, everybody.
The new normal.
There it is, right there.
I love it.
Exactly. Ugh.
Yuck.
Lynn Helms will be here from the North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources. We have a new month of numbers for North Dakota's oil and gas numbers. We have really an extraordinary time going on. I want to drill down with, no pun intended, do you catch what I did there? Drill down.
That was smooth, man.
I'm going to drill down a little bit with Lynn today because we have 40 rigs going. A high water mark, obviously, was, I forget how many exactly, but, you know, was it close to 200, 193, something like, I can't remember the exact number. But the efficiency of the rigs today, so in other words, 40 right now, I think are doing the work of 80. Although it would even be higher, but for this insane effort by the administration to punish American energy. It's just bizarre. We go literally get on our knees in Saudi Arabia and say, please, OPEC, pump more. Would you pump more so the price can come down and we'll lose our political free fall that we're in right now? It's just bizarre. Anyway, we'll talk with Lynn about that. We're going to talk a little bit about workforce today on the program. Anybody, big business, small business, you name it, anybody in business, managing a business, you know, working somewhere, knows that you need more people. And there's an effort underway that is based in Fargo, Moorhead, West Fargo, but really designed to be collaborative all across the state to find best practices and do this together. Big presentation yesterday, master workforce strategy that was rolled out. Actually, it's the vision. Now they're going to build the strategy. And so we'll talk with Shannon Full, who's the president and CEO, about this collaborative effort and where we go to get people back into the workforce. Show is brought to you today by MyPillow. Our friend Michael Lindell now has coffee. Coffee, gents.
That's right. I saw the ad. Yep, I saw the ad. Nice blue bag. Yep. Yeah.
And it's 25% off right now if you go to mystore.com. The neat part of this is Mike found a family that was making this coffee that just needed a little more marketing. But the coffee was unbelievable. And, of course, Mike travels like crazy. He loves coffee. He's always got a cup of coffee in his hand. And so he's an aficionado of coffee. Hates the hotel room coffee, that, you know, some of the worst of the worst. Found this and just said, this is unbelievable. Unbelievable. So you can try the same coffee that Mike Lindell has unearthed here and benefited entrepreneurial family by going to mystore.com. That's the platform for entrepreneurs. Mystore.com. Use the promo code Scott and you get 25% off the coffee. Do me a favor today. Take the time to do this. You can also call 800-506-9028. Coffee drinkers, give this a try. give this a try. Remember when people call us and say, I'm buying pillows, I don't even need pillows, but I want to support Mike Lindell. And there's a lot of things to support. The Lindell Recovery Network is one of my favorites. Read his book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO, which you get free when you order the coffee, by the way. So if you don't have that, that book is a page-turner. You can't put it down. It really is unbelievable in the sense that you almost think this is not real. This many things could not have happened to one person. Not that many near-death experiences and still living to talk about it. It's pretty amazing. It really is. So you get the book, you get the coffee, 25% off. MyStory.com or call 800-506-9028. All the election integrity battles, all the big box stores and the banks saying, you're canceled, Walmart, you're canceled, Mike. Good chance to say, hey, we're going to do it a little bit differently. We promised yesterday on the program to get some answers from the North Dakota State Fair. We are now up to 3 invites, of which we've received no response to, from Renee Korslund, the general manager of the fair. Which, how would you describe the sentiment we should have for that towards our listeners? Not about us. We want to be able to give our listeners answers. Hashtag rude, guys, or are they? Should we
a little on the evasive side. I mean, you're not pleading your case or, you know, laying out what happened by not laying out what happened. So you're better off actually responding.
Well, take the hit. You know, I mean, you messed
up. Yeah, I mean, it's
like animal house. You screwed up. You trusted us.
It looks worse to not respond. It looks a lot worse to not respond than to say, you know, if they are at fault, we're at fault, and here's why. It's even worse to not even bother to respond.
I couldn't agree anymore. It just looks bad. Even if you say, here's a statement, you know, read this.
Yeah.
But, you know, I get they're busy after the fair, and this was a big deal. Same thing, by the way, in the Ward County Sheriff's Office. We've asked for some answers there. I think the sheriff, having been in the room, could bring some clarity to this, but we are still efforting answers, just don't have anything to report today at all because the people we're asking are not answering. Kevin's going to try and get Kid Rock on. I would think he'd want to come on and just say, hey, folks, I love you. We're going to get back there as soon as we can. Sorry. I had 20 people in my ear saying no. Just walk a mile in my shoes kind of deal. So
yeah, we'll see.
It's a big ask, but we're going to try. Just because I imagine that this is something he doesn't feel great about anyway. Don't you think? I don't think he just like, whatever, North Dakota gnat on my butt, I don't care. He doesn't seem like that kind of guy.
Say that again, they didn't spend all the money to get there to not play.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Sure. Exactly.
Yeah.
You know.
Very, very good point. Yep, exactly right. What else? Yesterday I had a question today that we didn't get a chance to spend a lot of time on, but I would like to today. We've been following very closely the proposed corn milling plant in Grand Forks, near the Grand Forks Air Force Base. When I say near, it's within 12, 13 miles, close as it pertains to sensitive assets of the United States government and Space Force within a fairly short distance to where a processing plant, corn milling plant, would be owned by a majority member of the Communist China Party, Chinese Communist Party, CCP, okay? And this is a interesting needle to thread in the sense that if you are in agriculture, you have to embrace world markets. Our products are sold on the world market. If we said, screw the world market, we would have more food than we know what to do with because our producers are so incredible at doing what they do. Every year they get better at this, okay? But we have a unique dynamic with the Grand Forks Air Force Base, and significant concerns that have been raised by many folks. I know the latest, in fact, Governor Burgum yesterday said, hey, federal government, hurry this up. You know, he might as well have taken that letter and put it in the form of a paper airplane and just twirled it around the room into a wastebasket can, because it isn't as though they're going to listen to a Republican governor, Republican senators, anything else. But the closest thing to influence with the Biden administration is going to be Mark Warner, the senator from Virginia, who has raised concerns about this from a national security standpoint as well. There's a lot of concern out there. I want to know directly from anyone that grows corn what you want. Obviously, another place to sell your corn is desirable. All right? You like it when ethanol plants are competing with a corn milling plant to get your corn. I get that. Do you like it so much that you're okay with the Chinese being the buyer? That's my question. Yes, I'm okay with the Chinese being the buyer. It's a world market, Scott. Go away. That's a yes. No way, no how. I don't care how much I have to stand to benefit from this. I would never want to sell to them. I'd never want a better market, a more robust market, because I'm selling to them. That's no. Text me an answer at 701-237-1590. Really want to get the sentiment of corn growers, because the community's against it. A lot of folks are concerned for various reasons. I think we've heard enough from the national security experts that this should not be in fall into the hands of Fufeng. I'd love to see another buyer come in there, another developer, but not a Chinese CCP-owned one. What's your take on this, too, on what's on your mind?
Coal, the affordable, reliable energy source responsible for keeping us warm in the winter and cool in the summer. None of that would be possible without our amazing coal workers. North Dakota's coal country provides energy you can count on, fuel that will get you through, and the people that bring it to you. Join us in sharing messages of gratitude with North Dakota's coal workers. Visit thankacoalworker.com to share your appreciation. That's thankacoalworker.com.
End of year means a lot to your farm business, and High Plains Apache may have that used sprayer you need, like a 2009 Hardy Commander 4400 pull-type sprayer, or a 2002 Red Ball 670 pull-type sprayer, or a 2018 Apache AS1030 self-propelled sprayer. It's the right place and the right time for used sprayers you're looking for. The 2022 models are ready for you, too, with product, parts, and service. End of year deals means an easier next year. High Plains Apache Sprayers at highplainsapache.com.
Jonas, tell us a little bit about your experience with DJ Coulter and American Family Insurance.
Scott, the thing I love most about the DJ Coulter agency is that I'm not just a number, I'm a name, and they know me, and they know my family, and they've done a great job taking care of us with any of our insurance needs. I have the fortunate experience of being a good friend with DJ, and I believe he has my best interest in mind. I think he'll always tell me the truth. I guess more than anything, Scott, I trust him, and I'm glad to do business with people I can trust.
DJ Coulter, American Family Insurance, 235-6641.
Ready to launch your small business or take your farm from some acres to a lot of acres? How about that big proposal?
Will you marry me?
Or that huge surprise? That forever dream home, the one you can take anywhere. Wherever you are in life, be sure you're ready to say yes. First International Bank and Trust. Say yes to living first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Our listeners, here's a text. Democrats scream that the president has nothing to do with the gas prices going up, but they sure seem to think he has something to do with them going down.
Nailed it. Boom.
Yeah.
Drop the mic.
No, exactly. Hold my beer. H.A. Thompson and Sons brings you What's on Your Mind. They've been around since 1908, and you know what they do now? For schools, for long-term care facilities, they give them tools to improve their indoor air quality. And bugs are going to be here forever, whether it's a pandemic, whether it's bacteria, viruses, mold in the air. Here's the deal. They have the equipment to go in your home and or your business. Indoor air quality is what they do. HATandSons.com. Larry in New Rockford, North Dakota at 701-258-0550. Here's the 800 number. Put this in your speed dial wherever you're at to call us. 800-228-0550. Text us. 701-237-1590. Go, Larry.
Hey, good morning, guys. Say, on this Chinese plant up at Grand Forks, in my travels, I see that South Dakota and Nebraska and that, they grow way more corn than we do up here. Why don't they put a plant down there where there's more resources? And how many Americans own land or American companies own land in China? This, it just don't add up. I mean, if it don't smell right, it's probably rotten, you know? And then the Chinese dictating what our elected officials, where they can go, who they can talk to, and that they got to get back to basics and tell China to get lost.
First of all, on the corn, you know, access to the better corn market. My understanding is, if you talk to corn farmers, and this is fairly new, I just learned this recently. Actually, Governor Burgum told me this. That the corn belt, if you will, is moving north. So if you're building a corn milling plant, you can go right in the middle of corn country now, or you can go to where the corn's going to be. So I think it makes some sense that they picked the location they picked. That having been said, they didn't announce it until after the new mission was announced at the base, which is intelligence, surveillance, and reconnaissance, and a collaboration with the Space Force. That makes me very skeptical. To your other point, Larry, if this is no big deal and the Chinese mean us no harm, Brian Kilmeade on Fox News Channel was interviewing Senator Kevin Cramer last week, and he said, well, how about this? Let's just allow this as long as we can buy the similar amount of acres next to one of their bases in China.
Absolutely.
What do you think of that idea?
Quit selling our country out. We got to quit selling our country out. Tit for tat ain't all bad at times.
Appreciate the time today, Larry. Others welcome. Christy Nome has weighed in on a slice of this debate. She said, my dad always told me, never sell the land, Christy. God's not making any more of it. I believe it was a country song with a similar theme. Buy dirt.
Yes. Right?
Who sings Buy Dirt again? I love that song.
Jordan, I'll find it.
Anyway, she goes on to say, you know, Dad told her, never sell the land, Christy. God's not making any more of it. And then says, supporting American farmers means keeping Chinese businesses from owning our American farms. So she's weighing into this as well. I want to again say this about the officials in Grand Forks. Watched a little bit of the city commission meeting last night. The lack of decorum, the lack of any kind of reasonable dialogue, disagreeing without being disagreeable, you know, that whole thing, has really gone out the window. I mean, they have to have a meeting with people shouting in the back, and, you know, there's got to be a better way. And I'm not here to say it's on the citizens, it's on the city or whatever. Just find a better way to have a discussion, have a dialogue. But I saw some things on the Facebook feed of the Grand Forks City Council meeting last night. And I was literally appalled. Some gentleman by the name of Chase Kesterson said, speaking of the Grand Forks City Council members, I'll find these traitorous board members and their families. You just don't say that. You don't say that. That's not okay. That's a threat. I'll find these traitorous board members and their families and do what? You know, I mean, that's just flat out wrong. No place for that in North Dakota. None. Zero. Nada. Texter says, I don't think another buyer is the issue here. We sell our corn and it makes its way to China. It doesn't have to go through a mill a half a mile from one of our tactical military installations. It's not a half a mile away, but it's dozen or so mile away. If the mill is such a good idea, there should be an American business opportunity there to be had. Don't think another buyer is the issue here. We sell our corn and it makes its way to China. It doesn't have to go through a mill half, da, da, da. Okay, if the mill is such a good idea, there should be an American business opportunity there to be had. Okay, we're repeating ourselves here in the text, but I take your point. I also believe that could be the case right now. Right now, this Chinese-owned company is the one that announced very late in the process that they were the owner. I've also heard, by the way, that there's been a lot of promises about this being state-of-the-art and this wonderful facility and hundreds of millions of dollars being poured into this. And somebody said they shuttered a plant in California and they're moving the old equipment in from California. I'd love to know whether that's a true statement, but I've heard that from a number of people. Came up in the Grand Forks City Council meeting last night as well, but Fufang should answer to that, too. Just, were you shuttering another plant, bringing it here? You know, no big, giant investment, rickety equipment. Again, makes me say, well, what else are you up to here? Let's read some of your comments. Scott, I think the Chinese are pushing into all of the breadbaskets of the world. I get it. They have many to feed. Added together, this is bad math. We as a state are smarter than this. Well, this is why I'm asking the question I'm asking the question. I'm sorry, asking the question the way I'm asking the question. World markets are one thing. That's not going to change. We have products the world needs. That's great. Willing seller, willing buyer. Very different than CCP majority-owned corn processing facility in our communities, and in this case, adjacent to where a new Space Force mission is coming. Hard stop on that. I want to know from the producers themselves, is selling the corn to a corn milling plant worth the risk that comes with the Air Force base? Yes or no? Text me. 701-237-1590. Different topic, different listener. North Dakota State Fair will not reply, Scott, because they're afraid of a lawsuit if they blame the wrong person. Who's suing who here, Kevin, under that scenario?
I don't know who would, because you buy a ticket at your own risk. There's no liability unless someone got hurt.
But like I can see a lawyer advising, you probably don't want to touch it, because if you don't say anything, you won't say the wrong thing.
I'll put a statement out there and have a lawyer craft the dang thing. Come on. This is North Dakota.
Agreed.
Talk to your customers, State Fair. Don't blow us off three times in a row. Not wise. When we come back, a few more of your answers on our question of the day, and then we're going to talk with the president and CEO of the Fargo-Moorhead-West Fargo Chamber on the big question of how we fuel our future and where is the workforce going to come from. That when we continue.
Cybersecurity professionals safeguard our lives and businesses from malicious attacks. At the University of Mary, we educate those ready to face these challenges in our local communities and across the globe. Through our cybersecurity administration degree, which can be completed on campus or online, you can make our world a safer and more ethical place to work and thrive. Attend the University of Mary for your degree in cybersecurity. Learn more at umary.edu/CSA.
Veteran and locally owned since 1932, Action Movers is North Dakota's largest and oldest mover. Whether you're moving across the street or across country, Action Movers will make your move easy by handling every detail from start to finish. From packing, loading, transporting, storage, or even do-it-yourself with a Go Mini container delivered to your driveway, they truly have every solution for your move, accommodating all budgets. Get a moving quote today and mention Scott to save 10%. Call them at 701-566-5532 or visit actionmovers.com to set your appointment.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Now that President Biden has surrendered America's energy independence, Russia can continue playing games with Europe. Russia's Gazprom Energy Company announced Monday it was halting another turbine in the Nord Stream 1 pipeline to Germany, and the flow of gas, already at just 40% of capacity, would fall by another half on Wednesday. A wildfire near Yosemite National Park, California's largest of the season, at roughly 20,000 acres, sent smoke into the San Francisco Bay Area and Sacramento. The Oak Fire, which erupted Friday, was roughly 20% contained this morning. Firefighters have their work cut out for them. Emmanuel Chavez is with the CAL FIRE on Bay Area CBS News.
The challenges out there are terrain, like you mentioned, but also weather, the wind, and the dryness of the vegetation.
USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Texas says corn plant. We are under the communist Chinese rules. Bad idea. Texas says, Morning Scott, we should not be selling any land nor businesses to China or any Chinese interest. They have one mission to destroy the U.S. I would not sell one bushel of corn to that plant, just like I won't buy Smithfield products. They picked that location to be by the Grand Forks Air Force Base. Red flag, red flag, red flag. I hear you.
Mm-hmm. One thing I had, you know, we talked about this morning just quickly was, if you look at China, I mean, you can zoom in on all over around China with Google Maps. There's farmland everywhere. So why would they need farmland here? And what would be the cost of taking the crops from that land here and bringing it to China to feed their people, which I don't know if that's really needed.
Let me repeat what this fellow just said. They have one mission, to destroy the U.S.
Yeah.
That's the answer to your question. This is not a tough riddle. We're brought to you today by PetroServe USA, hot beef sandwich or chicken pot pie in Valley City today. Hot Swiss meatballs some. Harwood location. And 45th in Fargo. Tater Tot Hot Dish in Glendon and NP Avenue, downtown Fargo. West Main, West Avenue, meatloaf. West Main Avenue, West Fargo, rather. Meatloaf or cabbage rolls. Sloppy Joe's at 12th and I-29. Home cook and grab-and-go convenience. PetroServe USA. Tell them Scott sent you. Let's talk about our pain points with workforce in North Dakota, and the region for that matter. Shannon Full is the Fargo-Moorhead West Fargo Chamber President and CEO. Shannon, let's start with this, the big headline on yesterday's presentation.
You know, I think the fact that it's the largest issue that's facing our region is definitely right on, but we are not alone. It's facing every region. And what I think the biggest takeaway for me was is there were actionable items that were presented today that will allow us to advance, but it's going to take everybody getting behind them.
And really, collaboration seemed to be the theme. A, you're doing it, but B, you need more of it, right?
Without a doubt. I think to have Ted Abernathy really talk about how difficult collaboration was, that this is difficult, and it's going to take a lot of give and take. It's also going to take, I think this was a fascinating part that he said, you know, we are also not very honest with one another. We're not bold enough. We don't tell each other what we really need to hear. And he has really brought that out as an opportunity and a challenge for us. And so we've got the right system and opportunity in place. It's now all a matter of convening everyone, getting everybody at the table, and then really elevating and leveraging that work.
We need to cancel our worst trait, which is passive aggressiveness, right? And just look everybody in the eye and let's have these bold. I was struck by that because somebody said time for hard conversations. Somebody said you need bold, you need candid, you know, hammer it out, have those honest conversations. Where are we lacking there? What do you think is missing in that? You know, what kind of hard conversations do we need to have?
You know, I think that there are conversations around funding that need to happen. Where should we be investing our money? We need to have conversations around our welcoming and inclusive nature or our lack thereof in this community. Ted talked about this, that we're a very welcoming community if you're from here. And I, you know, as someone new to this community, right, we're 18 months in, I will tell you that I joke with everyone that everyone is really nice. Like, my husband and I, we've been very welcomed into the community. Until we ask for your address for the barbecue on Saturday. And then it's kind of like, I didn't really mean that, right? And I don't think it's intentional. I just think people are very used to having their insular group of friends and that they hang out with. And I even challenged my board a couple months ago, how many of you in the last 3 months has invited someone new to dinner? And it was kind of I don't know that I have or thought of that. We have to change some of those processes as well, if we want to be and bring in more people and have the stickiness, as Ted talked a lot about, the stickiness to keep them here.
Yeah. What do you think that lack of the bold, honest conversation is costing us? What's the holdback?
Oh, I think it's costing us a lot. I think it's costing us, we're behind the eight ball on some of the strategy development. It's also on the implementation side of it. But I think what's really costing us leverage of relationships and resources. There is no doubt that this community has the financial resources to basically support anything, that is needed. It's a matter of getting enough support behind it collectively. And this is like, I really don't like this 10% of this plan, so I'm not going to fund it, right? Versus, I actually like 90% of what you're doing, and for that, I'm going to fund it and then some, right? And when we talk about investment, it needs to be investment in financial resources, but it also has to be investment in human capital, right? We can't do this work without thought leadership around the table, people that are going to challenge the status quo, people that are going to look at how do we do things differently, right? Or I'm going to bring my 20 years of expertise to the table and we're going to leverage that. So we need investment, not just monetarily. We need it also in human capital resources as well.
And if you had to wave a magic wand to say, you know, to really fuel our future, to really have this on, obviously the resources and everybody recognize, what do we need? What kind of funding and resource needs are there to really do this right?
Yeah, and I can't speak to that. That's what we're developing right now. So part of the work that Ted Abernathy, so he presented the Master Talent Plan today, which is going to be available on our website by Wednesday for anyone and everyone to see. And we want more and more general community members, just people that are interested to engage in this. But the first step of this was getting a master talent plan. The next step is continuing to gather information on, besides talent and workforce, what else do we need to move the needle and advance us into even more prosperity? We're going to see things around economic development. We're going to see a lot around public policy and legislative, right? How are those intertwined together, right? What changes do we need to make at the state legislature and the federal government in order to allow us to be successful? So that's going to be a part that rolls all into this. What are the major community initiatives that are important here? You know, we've talked a lot about, is it a performing arts center? Is it a convention center, science museum? Those are some of the community assets. So those all package into this as well. So when we start to pull together a comprehensive strategy plan, a collective impact model, and this is what we're going to talk a lot about, we're going to gather insight from community members, business leaders, and government officials, all of that. And in October is when the strategy plan will come out. At that time, we'll also start to attach a budget to it and say it might be $20 million over the next 5 years with significant pieces. I'm not sure. I have really no idea until we actually get into laying out the strategy, then attaching a plan and attaching a budget to go next to that.
In the spirit of honest conversation, and you mentioned the legislature, you know, there is this natural bias against Fargo from a large percentage of the legislature. How do you thaw that cold war?
Yeah, you know, so this is one thing I've learned coming in. Last session at the North Dakota session, I was there 5 times, and you could feel it, right? You definitely know that there exists an east-west divide, I would say, and you could ask Ted this later. There's an east-west divide. There's a rural-urban divide in almost every state. How we overcome some of that, one, I believe we talk collectively about what's going to benefit the state. We are much more intentional about forming relationships, critical relationships. relationships with key leaders in other parts of the state. And this isn't just on an agenda to get what we want. It's much more around understanding and forming a true connection that says, now I understand what you need in Minot. I understand what you need in Dickinson. I understand what you need in Watford City. I understand what you need in Bismarck. And then being able to say, I will be your best champion and advocate for the sake of the state. And here's the things that, we are passionate about as well, right? So at the end of August, actually, we have a business leaders group that's going to do an East meets West, and we're going out, and we're going to be in Bismarck and Watford City and already starting to put together the agenda of who should we meet with, business leaders, community leaders, elected officials. So we think that by doing that, it's the first step of anything that you want is forming a relationship. Then you go and you figure out what is it collectively, what common ground do we have and what do we want to see?
Two other questions for you. One on telling a better story. That came up today as well quite often, telling a better story. Where do we need to tell a better story? And, you know, is there a particular area? I think Ted mentioned Chicago. Don't think that there aren't a lot of people living in Chicago right now. Minneapolis, St. Paul. Where are we going to tell a better story?
Yeah, so I think that's still, we're still determining and building that out as well. And so it's not even where, but how we tell the story. There are a lot of different ways. We might be our own best storytellers. The reality of it is we want to know what others are saying about our community. Those are the voices that are going to be the loudest. So what should a one of the recommendations was to have a digital audit around who are the social influencers in our region, who are the social influencers that talk about Fargo and the surrounding region. How do we start to work with them on our messaging? Not tell them what to say, but much rather around how do we say, okay, you are a phenomenal champion of this region. How can we help you leverage that? Here's some things we're working on, just general awareness. So that's one of them, but there will also need to be very targeted talent attraction strategies. And two of the areas that Ted mentioned that are really important are the Minneapolis and the Chicago marketplaces. We already know, based upon the study, we already know where some of our strengths are, and those are strengths that may not be in those other two cities. And so how do we leverage that? How do we elevate that? And so that was, you know, I moved from Minneapolis. I will tell you that some of those very reasons are the reasons we chose to move our family here was to those quality of life pieces around safety and schools and, you know, all of those aspects. So.
Anything else you want to tell us about today's news?
No, I just think we're positioned really well for success. Now we'll get through the building of the strategy, and then it'll be an all hands on deck, which means this will take community leaders. It will take people, your listeners that are sitting at home listening to this thinking, wow, maybe I should get involved in this. It doesn't take a title. It takes committed people that want to make this region a better region to all come together and help us, because this is going to be a heavy lift. We've talked about this, and there will be roles and opportunities for anyone that wants to get involved.
Thank you, Shannon.
Thank you.
Shannon Full is the president and CEO of the Fargo-Moorhead West Fargo Chamber. Really appreciate two things in that. One, understanding where the drawing is going to come from, because the worst thing right now is this sort of circular firing squad of talent recruitment, right? You know, if I'm at Case IH and, you know, somebody's trying to steal me at John Deere, you really haven't solved anything. You're just moving people around. And so the idea of focusing on Chicago with folks with maybe some Midwestern values that just don't like the way Chicago's going anymore, that can handle a northern climate, not bad. Same thing with Minneapolis, St. Paul. I think that's brilliant. I also thought, you know, the idea of an East-West collaboration is brilliant. You got to get everybody involved in this. This can't be a top-down Fargo, Moorhead, West Fargo. We have the best ideas. So it's going to be fascinating to see this strategy come out in October, and I know that it's a pain point for every business out there. So glad they're doing what they're doing. More of your calls, questions, and comments on any of these topics when we come back on What's on Your Mind after a short timeout. And then we're tackling a recession. What is it? How do you define it? Biden administration is having some trouble with that right now. And is there one coming? We're going to ask our experts how companies should be positioned in the Better Business Roundtable, which is minutes away, on What's on Your Mind.
From field to fuel, a story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know North Dakota's ethanol industry is a leader in carbon capture? Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, Ethanol is doing it. Here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. In fact, yields have increased 25 to 42% in the last 20 years using similar levels of inputs. Corn ethanol is our nation's best way to decarbonize transportation today. And corn ethanol has a significantly smaller carbon footprint than gasoline. And it's getting smaller. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Take it from the people that own one. Hot spring spas and pool tables, too, is the best. Here's Dennis to tell us why.
I knew Vince for a number of years through the YMCA. So he had been after me a long time to think about this, to get one. You're going to feel good. I said, Vince, I'm going to buy one from you. And that's what I did. It's so relaxing. We have the stereo on outside in the deck. Promotes time of relaxation and a time of fellowship. And it's been wonderful.
Hot spring spas, pool tables, too. West Fargo, Bismarck, and Grand Forks, too.
Reveille, wake up, stand up, let's elevate America. Join me at ndflagpoleguy.com and our patriots in raising America to a level of excellence. Strength through peace and love will be our creed. Let us return to the basics of what has made our country great. Accountability to a creator, ourselves, and those in our lives is vitally important to a civil, free country. I'm Jim, I'm ndflagpoleguy.com, and thank you.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I'm sensing a theme to today's bumper music here on What's On Your Mind.
Mick Jagger is 79 today.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm not kidding you. Yeah, he's still got the moves like Jagger.
Wow.
Yeah. He had like a 30-year-old girlfriend, too, I guess.
Oh, my.
Alex told me that I didn't know that.
Somehow I'm not surprised.
No.
But I don't know, maybe all that bouncing around on stage keeps you young or something.
79.
Always hear about the tough life on the road, but maybe that counterbalances. I don't know. 79. Rolling Stones. Mick Jagger. Wow. Hey, let me tell you about the University of Mary, because they have something very interesting going on right now. Cybersecurity professionals are in high demand. We need more of them to meet the rising technology needs of small and large businesses to address challenges that resonate across the globe. The University of Mary supports this need through something called their Cybersecurity Administration Degree Program, which you can complete on campus or online. So if you're Looking for a career in a much-needed field, or you know someone who is, the University of Mary offers personalized degree programs that support career success and personal fulfillment. Find out more at umary.edu/CSA. Texture says, with businesses, ooh, my mouse just went totally kittywampus here. What the heck is going on? Let's see here.
Hate it when that happens.
Kittywampus?
Yeah, kittywampus. It was something about workforce, so I think I can find it here. Here we go. With businesses in the area not being able to stay open, the amount of hours per day and days of the week that they did before the virus, and the amount of jobs open right now, I continue to wonder, what are people doing and how are people making money to stay afloat, make a living? Also, with Bidenflation, please explain how they are able to make this work. Nick and Moorhead, it's good questions. What I learned for the first time yesterday was at least some data that said, here's the explanation for people leaving the workforce. Moms that say, well, so I can pay daycare and go backwards by going to work, or I can just stay home, take care of my kids. Also, women and men feeling cheated away from, you know, very precious time with loved ones who are in long-term care facilities that you couldn't see during COVID. And some people taking off time to care for loved ones. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then the other one was early retirements, something you've talked about a lot, Kevin.
Yep.
Now, the participation rate is now back to the same amount of people in the workforce that were pre-pandemic. That's another data
point.
So this is getting better, but it also explains where exactly they went. Grand Forks is a dying city, and Fufang will bring industry, which in turn brings workers, which in turn brings commercial jobs, which in turn brings more families, which grows the city.
Well,
I don't think Grand Forks is a dying city. I think there's a lot of things happening there. But I take your point on, would this bring workers and jobs and families? Yes, but that's my question. Is that worth the national security risks that come with it?
Exactly.
This person obviously says yes.
Well, come on. You got to go to the motive. Why would they want to buy that land here near these bases? And come on. It's not for the crops.
Another texter says, we are often wary of new arrivals to our state as they often import their leftist ideology into the state, rapidly subverting it into something unrecognizable and destroying the foundation upon which it was built. Montana's living this problem right now because California is dumped out to Montana.
They absolutely are. Nevada's dealing with a bunch of it, too.
Yeah. But I will tell you this. I think that Minneapolis, St. Paul, Chicago folks that moved to North Dakota say more about their values than that they're coming here to change our values.
Mm-hmm.
And that's anecdotal.
Right.
But it's what I see a lot of.
Well, they got to look at why they left.
Right.
In the first place.
Ed and Dickinson, you're up on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yeah, I used to live in Long Beach, California, and the CCP wanted to build a port in the Long Beach, Los Angeles area, build a port and make it totally communist Chinese authority. They would have an embassy there in effect on the port in Long Beach. And I think, if I remember right, they shut it down.
Bad idea. You're right. And that one raised enough issues where they stopped it dead in its tracks. Ray on the road, let's get you in here. You're next on What's on Your Mind.
Oh, thank you. Hey, I was watching the news last night, and I was just writing out some checks, but something just caught my attention. Al Gore said that all the killings in Uvalde were due to global warming, and I just wanted to understand how that's possible.
Yeah, he also equated the deniers to people that don't think we need gun control as a result of Uvalde. I didn't see specific the blame game, but would anything surprise you about Al Gore's comments? Nothing.
No.
Nothing. I mean, the guy is a sicko.
Would you like to know what a quick search just resulted in Chinese and relationships with our ports?
Not now.
Okay.
Because I want to hear what Tucker Carlson has to say about recessions.
Okay. This was from last night. Apparently, the White House trying to redefine this.
Here's how it has always been defined by economists.
The recession is two consecutive quarters of declining real GDP. In the first quarter of this year, GDP went down. This week, second quarter GDP numbers will be released. What will they tell us? Well, here's a hint. The White House just released a statement, quote, "While some maintain that two consecutive quarters of falling GDP constitute a recession, that is neither the official definition nor the way economists evaluate the state of the business cycle."
Really?
Really?
When in the soup, just redefine what the soup is.
Welcome to 1984.
More on this next. We're brought to you today by our friends at Newsmax. Some breaking news. Famed political strategist Dick Morris says Donald Trump is running for president. Few people know President Trump better than Dick Morris. For years, he served as a top advisor to Donald Trump. And Dick Morris has a new bestseller out this week. The book is called The Return, and it reveals Trump's secret plan for 2024, his real reason for running, and his coming surprise announcement. Dick says Trump still faces three threats, but Biden can never be reelected. Newsmax says you must read The Return this year. It's already an Amazon number one bestseller. If you want to see Trump's plan, Dick Morris shares it. Big media, big tech, and the deep state want to stop Trump. But The Return shows Trump will triumph. Get Dick Morris's The Return in bookstores everywhere or see the free offer from Newsmax and save almost $28. Go to TheReturn911.com. That's TheReturn911.com. TheReturn911.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.